This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did she and her boyfriend have the same dream, or was something dark attached to her boyfriend?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, get advance episodes, access to thousands and thousands in the archive, and no commercials, you could sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today. How's everything?
Things are pretty good. This is going to be a really super fascinating story, because when you said that, having the same dream, I'm trying to think if that's ever happened to me.
I can't say it has ever happened to me, but I've had stories before of people having the same dream.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was one pretty recently.
I think that would be really interesting. You know, I guess the one thing is, you know, you don't always tell your dream. You have a dream, but it doesn't mean you're going to tell it.
I tell
so
them.
You could have it and then somebody else had it, but you didn't tell them.
But I think the ones that I most often share with people are the ones that are so absurdly funny. Because I do have some really funny dreams sometimes. Like, I really do. Like when, like the dream I had when your daughter joined a band and I was so excited because I'm like, oh my God, my niece is in this band and we go to see her. And Kate, and Kate was horrible. Like we go to the concert and I'm like, I'm Aunt Carol. That's my niece. And we get up there and she's so singing with the girls from Runaway June is the band that she was in. And she was working with them at the time for the record label. Maybe that's how it all came together. But anyway, so I get to the concert and Kate is on the stage and she starts singing and she is so off key.
Oh my God.
And everybody just slowly is turning to me. And I'm like oh my God.
Well, you know, I had this weird thing happen to me the other night. And I mean, this was just like last week where I had this dream. And it was what reminded me of it is you saying this about a band because it was I go to see this guy who's a singer. And they say, like, oh, he is the best thing. Like, he is going to be the new thing. And, like, I remember the next day I woke up and I thought, he had the funniest name. And then, this is the weird part of it, I thought to myself, I think I wrote it down. Oh. Like, it was so funny in my dream. I thought, I have to write this down so I can tell Chris tomorrow, my son, because he will think this is funny, right? And I thought, oh, that was just the dream. And no shit. I look at my phone and I had made a file that said dreams. And in the dream, the name of this guy was, get this, Boney. His last name was Legit. He was Boney Legit. And I wrote that down in my dream file so I could remember it. But I just, you know, the next day I was kind of vaguely thinking, did I really write that down?
And what
and
was
I
his
did.
Name?
I got up and I wrote it down.
Boney Legit.
Boney Legit. Anybody needs a new name, go
you
ahead
want
and
to start
take
a band for Boney Legit. Oh my God, that made me tear legit. Up. I was laughing so hard.
Who writes it? Who gets up in the night and makes a note in your phone?
Your daughter.
Yeah, my
does.
Daughter does. But like, I you know, I just kind of thought to myself, did I really do that? Damned if I didn't. There it was in my phone.
That is so funny.
Boney Legit.
Well, let's talk about a ghost story. And if his name happens to be Boney Legit, if I need a name, I will name him Boney Legit.
Okay.
It says, I've always had an interest in the paranormal, not in a full-blown ghost hunter kind of way, but I've been curious. I even did a sixth-grade presentation on ghosts, which is probably weird for a 12-year-old. I will say it's not.
No,
because when
think
I was 12,
that'd be good.
I would have done the same thing. I did one on UFOs when I was 12. It was really bad. It was really bad. I waited till the last minute and then I was kind of embarrassed. But whatever. I did it. I got it done. It wasn't until recently, within the last year or so, that I started experiencing things I genuinely couldn't explain. Most of it happens when I'm asleep, or at least when I'm supposed to be asleep. Dreams, weird moments of clarity, a few that felt a little too real. But this one particular night sticks with me the most. It still gives me chills when I think about it. At the time I was living with my ex, he had moved into my apartment, a place I'd lived in alone for a while with zero issues. No creepy vibes, no strange sounds, nothing. Just a normal space. But he had this history. He told me before that he had experiences with spirits, that weird stuff followed him sometimes. At the time, I kind of brushed it off. I mean, a lot of people say things like that, but it doesn't mean that it's true. So one night, everything kind of changed. We were both asleep, and I remember this very vividly because it was like hearing something faint but direct. A man's voice, low and calm, said, "Wake up." It wasn't angry or scary, but it wasn't comforting. It was enough to jolt me awake, and at the same exact moment, my ex suddenly sat straight up in bed like someone had pulled him upright. I asked him what's wrong, and he said, I just heard a man's voice telling me to wake up. I had heard the exact same thing. In that moment, I was way too scared to admit it. I brushed it off, told him it was probably a dream. He seemed half out of it and kind of accepted that. But I couldn't shake it. I laid there for what felt like hours, wide awake, staring at the ceiling and trying not to think about what really might have happened. The thing is, that's the only time something like that has happened while he lived there. But it was enough. I couldn't help but feel like whatever that was, it wasn't me, it was him. Something was attached to him. Maybe it was even following him. I never had that kind of experience before he moved in, and I haven't had anything like that since he left. After he moved out, I started saging the apartment regularly. I'm not super ritualistic about it, but I just wanted the space to feel like mine again, light, safe, and clear. And honestly, since then, it's been quiet. No voices, no sudden wake up in the nights, no weird feelings. But that moment seems to have left a mark on me because I keep wondering, could we have somehow shared a dream? Is that even a thing? Or did something try to reach out to both of us at once? Part of me still leans toward the idea that whatever it wasn't there for me. It was just passing through. I've had other strange things happen, especially in dreams. I do have lucid dreams, and sometimes they're almost too real, like waking up feeling like I've lived a whole other life. And every now and then, this green orb shows up in pictures. Same glow, same spot, even when I take pictures in completely different places. I've always wondered if it means something, but that's probably a story for another time. Thanks for giving people like me a space to share these things without feeling judged. I might not have the answers, but it helps knowing I'm not alone. Arlene. You know, I think, and maybe it is attached to the boyfriend, because I don't think if it was, or I should rephrase that. I think if it was her apartment or house, I think she would have had more experiences. And once he left, it went with him. So it definitely feels like maybe it's got to do with him, especially since he says he has a problem with it.
I think that it was him too. I really do. The more she talked about it, it felt like whatever that was talking maybe to him, and then she overheard it.
And what if he actually said that in his sleep and awoke him, and he woke himself up? What if it wasn't anything paranormal at all? It was him in a weird voice going, "Wake up." Mm. And that's really creepy to me.
That was almost creepier than the rest of the story.
I said that out loud and I thought about that. I'm like, that's creepy shit. I'd almost rather be paranormal.
Right? That's like kind of weird serial killers kind of right? stuff that would happen. But there's one idea. That it was him. He said something and you heard it and it woke you up, and then he wakes up and says, "I heard this thing." Okay, maybe he did. Maybe he's just pulling her leg and he's creeping her out or whatever. Maybe he's one of those weird people that just likes to scare people. I don't know the nature of who he is or their relationship. Okay, so that's one. The other is, you know, people do have... I've always said I have this kind of spirit that is kind of a guide for me or protects me, watches out for me. And I was waiting for some reason that they woke up. Like there was something on fire in the kitchen, you know, or somebody was outside of the house, or, you know, like they were being warned of something, but that didn't seem to be the case. There didn't seem to be a follow-up to it. But I have heard voices that tell me things, and I know you have too, where it's like, don't answer the door. Don't do this thing. Don't look out the window or whatever it is, right? And it's like a man's voice. It isn't me. It just, I hear it and it says it out loud. So I think it's possible. I just think it has that voice and that particular thing had more to do with him than her.
I do too. 100%. But, you know, when she said that about saging the house after he left, mm-hmm. She only had that one experience. That really doesn't call for saging. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if he was a really bad relationship for her. And it was just like, wake up, get him the F out of here.
Yeah. You know? Something happened there. Yeah, you're right. We don't know the whole relationship story, but, you know, the green orb thing, green orbs are actually kind of good, right? You know, a green orb normally represents like nature and rebirth and goodness and things like that. So a green orb in itself usually suggests something good, but green orbs can also be an indicator that there's some sort of spirit nearby.
One would think.
You know, and so it could be a combination of different things, but I think a green orb is good, is my point. And so if they are having green orbs, I think they're surrounded by something good. I think you're in good shape. I don't think anything's going to get to you.
And sometimes I kind of think, I do think it's interesting that they both heard that, but I kind of wonder if he didn't say it that woke her up. I don't know. Like the other night, I'm sound asleep, and I heard something fall off so close. It sounded like it fell off of my nightstand.
Oh, that is close.
And I woke up, and I looked over, and I was like, what the F was that? And then I was like, it was my cat. But then I turned on my light, and there was no cat. But there was nothing knocked off either. So was it just a sound in my dream that seemed to be really loud, like external from my head, like something outside of me?
Right. I mean, there's that, right? That's a possibility. Or something really did happen and it weaved its way in to you. I don't know.
I don't know what it was, but you know what? It didn't really scare me.
Okay.
I was like, And then I looked over at Benji. He's sleeping. So I'm like, if he's good, I'm good.
Yeah, the Benji barometer didn't go off. So I think you're... Yeah, I always do look over
Although he does sleep really hard.
That is true. He is
a really good sleeper. But he didn't seem freaked out. So I was like, let's just let that go.
Dogs are a good indicator if something's off.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what that was, but that is spooky to hear a voice like that so loud that it wakes you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was it?
I think it was him, and maybe a good thing that this relationship's done. I think maybe he carried some sort of weird energy with him.
You know, do you really want to date the guy who admits that he has spirits following him? I don't know. I don't know that he's the right guy for me.
You know,
I'm not going to judge him by that. There's a, it might not be any fault of his own.
What is the old saying? There's a lid for every pot, right? There's a match for everybody. And there's somebody else out there who likes that. And that can be their thing.
And that could be charming to somebody else. To me, it's like, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, because she did sage her apartment. Was it from the spirit from the one dream that one night, or was it because she wanted his bad energy gone?
Yeah, I don't. It feels like more like the second thing.
Yeah. Well, let's go to a phone call.
JC, and I'm calling from Northern California. I have a story. I don't know, you know, whether it's, you know, a scary one or even if it's, you know, a ghost story or not. Well, actually, I have two. But this happened when I was about maybe 14 years old. I used to live with my grandmother. And, you know, she had a small house. It was a two-bedroom house. Her bedroom was pretty much right next to mine. What connected them was maybe a small hallway. I want to say, you know, no more than 10 feet maybe. One day, I walked into my grandmother's room. I used to borrow her face cream. The anti, you know, wrinkle cream, although it was only 14 for my face. But I used to go, you know, take it from her room. So I went in her room one day and I saw my grandmother there. She was ironing clothes, you know. I've seen her do it millions of times, you know. Obviously not millions, but seen her do it, you know, several times. Ironing clothes right by the window. Kind of looked at her and said, hey, you know, obviously we'd seen each other that morning, but just acknowledging that she was in the room. Anyways, got the face cream, walked out of the room, and I was maybe like not even halfway down the hallway. Like I mentioned earlier, this was a really small hallway. And then I hear my grandmother call me from the kitchen. And I'm like, wait a minute. I just literally stopped in my tracks. So I walked back in my grandmother's room because I had sworn that she had called me from the kitchen area, but I had just seen her in her room ironing clothes. So I walked back into her room and I go, you know, to tell her, hey, you know, you called, but I walked back in her room and she's no longer there. And like I said, I had literally just walked out of her room. And she wasn't there anymore. She wasn't there ironing the clothes anymore. And she calls me once again. And like I originally heard, it was coming from the kitchen area, but I walked in her room because like I said, I was in there. I had just seen her ironing her clothes and she was no longer there. I walked to the kitchen and they said, how did you get over here so fast? And she said, you know, I've been here all morning pretty much. She was cooking breakfast or something. And I told her, I said, I just saw you in your room. You know, you were ironing clothes. And she was like, no. She's like, I'm sorry to tell you that wasn't me. She said, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. My grandmother's really religious. You know, so she was like, you know, maybe it's like, she was joking. Maybe it's like the, you know, ghostly me. But I don't know what that story means. I don't know. You know, I've always tried to dismiss it and, you know, never thought, you know, anything of it until I found your guys' podcast. Lately, I've been binging like crazy. Like, I love this podcast. You guys are awesome. It's the best thing I've ever heard, honestly. My spouse is like, you're so, you know, you're so into the show. I'm like, yeah, like, this, it's awesome. But anyway, so I don't know what that meant, you know. I don't know why my grandmother appeared to me in her bedroom. You know, she, my grandmother, to this day, she's fine. She's well, you know. There's, you know, she hasn't passed away, thank God, or anything like that. So I don't know what that ever meant. Also, another story I have is just a short story as well. I'm a school bus driver, and, you know, they switch us. For the most part, we drive the same bus, but sometimes they might switch buses on us and things like that. And every time I drive this one particular bus, I always feel something, like, I don't know, I always feel like a presence in the bus. And, you know, we get up really early, so the sun, you know, is not even out at the time. So it's dark, you know, we're driving down the road and, you know, it's dark when we look in our rearview mirror. You know, we have that big rearview mirror where you can see all the seats in the back. And I always feel like I see something, you know, but when I go look, you know, I just feel the presence and I can kind of, I guess, see it from the corner of my eye. But then I go look at the actual mirror and I don't see anything. Anyways, for some reason, I assume, you know, just because I'm like into the paranormal things that, you know, there's something there. Anyways, one day I took this bus on a field trip and, you know, as a school bus driver, when we have field trips, you know, we don't obviously go into the field trip area, you know, wherever they're going, let's say museum or anything. We just hang out on the bus or, you know, park somewhere and go get something to eat, whatever it is. But sometimes I tend to fall asleep and for the, you know, waiting period. So I fell asleep in this bus and then I woke up to basically, I woke up because I felt somebody like pushing on my shoulder, like basically kind of like tapping me to wake up on my shoulder. And I was like, I don't know. I woke up and I was like, I don't know if I imagined feeling that, but I swore that I felt it. You know, I felt somebody tapping on my shoulder, like trying to wake me up. Anyways, I don't know if, like I said, if that's considered scary or not, or, you know, an actual ghost story, but it kind of freaked me out a little bit. I'm always one to dismiss things, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe somebody else can give me their opinion.
You know, I think those are both really interesting stories. That grandma was so real in there ironing her clothes that she's like, it's no big deal. Grandma's just ironing. The grandma isn't. She's in the other room. So it's like some mimicking doppelganger.
Okay. And I think we can go one step further. I think she said when she walked in the room to get the lotion, the grandma was ironing and they acknowledged each other.
Mm-hmm.
right? They good morning or whatever, or hi, and grandma and whatever, get the stuff and go. Then grandma calls from the kitchen, like, what the heck? What? And then goes, thought, well, maybe it was the bedroom, goes back in. Now nothing's there. What do you make of that? What do you make of someone who's still alive, right? So it's not a haunting. It's not a ghost spirit, right? It's not somebody who's deceased.
This but is it like can a, be.
A, like a separation. This is
it's
like
a doppelganger. And we've had those stories so many where, times.
Yeah, exactly. Where they're taking on the appearance of someone else.
Yeah.
And to this, and in this case, even doing something that grandma did a lot. I guess the question is why?
I don't know. I don't know why.
What is the point here?
Like, there was one we had the other day where the girl heard her sister, and I think they might have even been twins, but her sister calling for her. It was definitely her sister. She knows her sister's voice. That would be like you saying, hey, Carol, I know it's you. You don't have to, in my house, you don't have to go, hey, Carol, it's Kathy. Well, I know it's you.
So, you know, and it's so just, she looked so real, too. It wasn't like it was an apparition or anything. She just walked in, grandma's there ironing. Hi, grandma, I'm going to use the lotion. And then leaves the room. Like, it didn't even freak her out until she realized that grandma wasn't the one in the room.
Do you think it's kind of like on the other side, you know how you just do things to F with people? It's like, watch this. And then they're like, I'm going to pretend to be your grandma. See if I can pull this off.
You know, that or like, is that the one way that they could make a communication, right? Like, because you take on the appearance of grandma, I can see you,
mm-hmm.
right? I can't see you till it's something I recognize, maybe. I don't know. But it feels like something was trying to say something or communicate something or, you know, reach out to her somehow.
Yeah, I just find that so interesting.
I don't know why. I don't know what the purpose of that is. We have heard some creepy doppelganger type ghost stories where they think it's their child and their child walks out of the house and you follow them out and maybe into a dangerous situation or a whatever, right? So we've had creepy ones. This one has just got me a little baffled as to what would be the point.
Mm-hmm.
The only point I can think of is they're oddly trying to communicate with you. And somehow the only way they can do that is to take on the appearance of something you're familiar with that you would accept and see.
I would like to know, did anything really get ironed?
Yeah. Like if you went to
was there some ironing actually being done?
Exactly. Like if you went to a closet and frick all the ironing's done.
Like because that's hell? What I'm thinking. It's like then not such a bad deal.
Or if not such a bad deal, or that is really creepy then, because you're going, oh, wait a minute, they actually can touch our world. This is weird. It's got me a little baffled as to the why. I believe she saw it. I'm just trying to figure out what the intention was here.
And that other one, I think is interesting that she had really, on the one bus, she always had really weird vibes. And then that's the one where she felt, and you know when you're asleep and you feel something shake, mm-hmm. because you're not, when you're in that situation, she's working. Mm-hmm. So then you would assume one of the teachers came back on the bus. It's like, oh shit, I got to work. I'd fallen
Let's
asleep.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to wake up.
And that's not, there's nobody there.
But that, and when she was talking about it, I thought, that is creepy to be on a bus, you know, and you have the big rear view. Mirror that you look back and see the kids, but you're almost scared to look up into it for what you might see.
Yeah, and you have to look back.
You know, I was like, I do have to say, I think that's my first haunted school bus.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was really haunted, but it could have been. You know, whose bus was that before?
I feel like something's there.
She certainly was picking up on it.
Uh-huh. I think so.
I mean, it's interesting to be picking up on something. That's one thing. But then to the same bus, you fall asleep and that happens.
Right.
Yeah, it makes you think there's more going on.
I think so, too. Yeah.
She had a couple really good stories, I think.
Yeah, she really did.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get those episodes in advance, have access to the archive without commercials, sign up today through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. Audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.